We are 103.9 WDKX, Rochester's number one station for hip-hop and R&B. We want to thank you for making this a part of your day. We just got off the phone with Dr. Janice Harper from Jordan Health. If you need that information, again, text us 678-1039. If you're looking to get a COVID test or you're looking forward to make an appointment for the vaccine. So if you're looking for one of those two, there are two different numbers out. Text us 678-1039. We'll give you that number back so that you can make those appointments if you choose to do so and head in those directions, either the test or the vaccine. All right, coming up this morning here with WDKX, the Wake Up Club, a lot to get to. Obviously, we talked a little bit about the eviction moratorium this morning. Thank you for those texting in their opinions. It's 678-1039. Getting a chance to sound off. This is one text message that reads this morning. In my opinion, they shouldn't extend it. I've been paying my mortgage through the pandemic. I can't keep just saying extend. Landlords have bills too. Thank you for that text message in at 678-1039. So if you have a comment on the eviction notice, like I said before, that's coming up, I think, after 12.
Yeah, today. Special meeting going on this afternoon with the governor and other state officials.
Yep. So we'll get to that, find out obviously what that's going to be after the show, and then talk about it tomorrow morning here on WDKX. One of the things, you know, we're getting close to the start of school year. What is that, next week, right, Site?
Everybody should be back in by next week, yes.
So hopefully you have transportation taken care of. If you don't have transportation taken care of for whatever reason, I know there were a lot of different positions still looking for drivers.
I mean, here
for bus drivers.
Here in Rochester, there's a shortage. And, you know, like you said, they're looking for bus drivers.
Well, hopefully they don't have to go through what Chicago's throwing through. Right now, Chicago has a situation where there are a lot of bus drivers who got mandated to get the vaccine, and they are choosing not to get the vaccine and resigning. That's putting thousands of kids that use transportation like school buses in a situation where they need transportation. So now, apparently, the city of Chicago is looking at possibly using Uber and Lyft drive services to try to get kids to and from school. Now, I guess my question would be, would you put your kids in a Uber or Lyft to take them to school?
I mean, that's you know, the Chicago school district isn't a small school district.
Nope.
And sure you don't isn't. Know it, I mean, who's to say that the Uber and Lyft drivers are vaccinated?
True indeed. Very good question.
So that, it doesn't make sense.
I don't
make
know
it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know what. I mean, what would you do? I mean, think about that. You rely on the school bus. Not everybody's got a car. You know, some kids, I mean, some parents need that school bus to pick up their kids so they can go to work. So, I mean, you talk about stuck. I mean, that's a rough situation to be in, literally. And I think they officially started school already.
Yeah, because you can't mandate Uber and Lyft drivers to get, you're a school district. You employ Uber and Lyft, so you, first of all, you got to do background checks because you don't know who's doing what. Mm-hmm. You're going to put your kids in some strangers' cars?
I don't know, man.
I mean, I'm just saying, and I'm not trying to be, you know, negative on the situation, but when it comes to you have the school buses who you've already gone through background screenings, you've gone through X, Y, and Z, you've gone through the proper training to deal with kids. Because you got some people that just, they're not good with kids at all.
At all. Absolutely.
See, but in my opinion, and we can even apply this here in Rochester, that's why I agree with neighborhood schoolings. Go to the school that's in your neighborhood, because when you have a situation like this, you can walk if you're, you know, not that far away. And hopefully 9 times out of 10, you know, it won't be an inconvenience for the parent if the parent has transportation.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially after talking with Al yesterday about ride sharing and accidents and who's covered and what's going on with that. So that's a lot of different things that Chicago's going to have to deal with a couple thousand kids trying to get transportation. And that's if the parents don't have it. If the parents do have it, I guess you can make that adjustment. But if the parents don't have it, that runs into a very, very dangerous sort of situation here.
And then my other question to add on top of that with Chicago, we know that the school districts out there, they've struggled, and they've struggled financially. You know, if you have extra money, why not give it to the teachers and the staff and the administration in their school districts? How much would that bill be?
Yeah.
You know, that's not going to be cheap. So, yeah. You know, I think what this goes back to is, instead of doing all of that, just make sure your drivers, okay, so these drivers are resigning. They don't want to get the vaccine. Okay, well, then just mandate mask, mandate social distancing. That would be, that, you know, for me at least, would mm-hmm. make sense business-wise to readjust. Okay, yeah. Well, then if you're not, and then maybe testing. You have to get tested once a week or twice a week or whatever the case maybe is. I mean, yeah. That's fiscally better for business.
Yeah, this is definitely constantly creating problems that we just do not have solutions for right now. We just do not have any solutions for a lot of different issues that it's bringing up. We are 103.9 WDKX, the Wake Up Club. 15 minutes for the top of the hour. Good morning.